New Zealand will be one of the first countries in the world to incorporate climate crisis education in the school curriculum. The curriculum provides a range of resources for teachers and students, from what students can do on a personal level to address issues of climate change, to how to navigate eco-anxiety, to distinguishing between weather and climate. The list goes on. It is not a compulsory subject, and according to Climate Change Minister James Shaw, it has been prompted by the teachers. Students are coming to them with questions around climate change. In an interview with media presenter Sean Plunkett, Shaw explained further what we can expect from the curriculum.
The resources include things like, what is the difference between, say, weather and climate? It looks at the hydrological cycle and the carbon cycle. Things like where you get things like higher temperatures, flooding, water resources, sea level rise, impacts on human health and the built environment, impacts on transport and agriculture from the effects of climate change. Oh, look at this. The sea level rose 14 to 22 centimetres in the last century. So actually we do talk about historical sea level rise. Well, there are sort of various experiments that you can do that talk about salinity and water density. There's a video on Life of a Scientist at the Environmental Science and Research Limited. Okay. There's nothing on the politics of climate change. There are things on what you can do, for example, like, you know, carpooling, taking the bus, reducing your electricity use, being aware of your own emissions, that kind of thing. It is designed to help calm some of that anxiety, because one of the reasons for it is that people see a lot of bad news. It feels really overwhelming. They don't know what they can do about it. And the idea here is that actually if we talk through the scientific facts and some of the new technologies that are emerging and some of the things that people can do, it helps people to feel less disempowered and more empowered about what they can do.
In September last year, British psychologists from the Climate Psychology Alliance reported the rise in eco-anxiety amongst youth. Climate Psychology Alliance executive Caroline Hickman said that young people were feeling betrayed and abandoned if adults refused to acknowledge their fears around the climate. Extending beyond that, however, she furthered this by saying young people also don't need horror stories. As a highly politicized issue, the climate crisis curriculum has experienced a range of criticism. The two primary avenues for criticism come from the concerns that, as a politicized issue, it's being forced on students with little room for disagreement with the subject. Sean Plunkett, ACT Party leader David Seymour, and National MP Judith Collins have echoed this sentiment, with Seymour concerned the curriculum will bully students into agreement with the climate crisis narrative. We've seen similar reactions prompted in issues of sex education and politics, where due to the controversial nature of the subjects, these subjects are condensed to the minimum of what is needed to be understood by students, and the onus is put on parents to decide in what way to further education for young people on these subjects. Other avenues for disagreement come from New Zealand beef and lamb, as the curriculum encourages students to reduce their meat consumption. New Zealand beef and lamb head of nutrition Fiona Windle says the group supported children being informed about climate change. However, while reduced meat and dairy is a popular soundbite to roll out, the implications on our youngest and most impressionable in society could be far-reaching and detrimental. Windle added there was no reference to the Ministry of Health's eating guidelines and no discussion on the nutritional benefits of animal-based food offered. According to the Ministry of Health's eating guidelines, it encourages the consumption of legumes, nuts, seeds, fish, and other seafoods, egg, poultry, and/or red meat, with the fat removed. However, there is an addendum that if choosing red meat, eat less than 500 grams of cooked red meat a week. While the resources currently provided encourage reduction through the implementation of Meatless Monday rather than a complete removal of animal products from our diets. This is obviously a nuanced subject, and if you are of either opinion, these resources are publicly available online for everyone to see what is in this new curriculum. And now. And now we'll have a quick break. Be right back with our poll position question of the day. Do you support the inclusion of climate crisis education in the New Zealand school curriculum? Let me know what you think. Give me a text to 5395. That's the number. You're listening to BFM.
The Wire.
Doctor, doctor, I've been feeling very hot all the time.
Go on.
I'm also incredibly anxious about how I look.
Well, this is very straightforward. I prescribe a Swish News summer wardrobe post-haste.
Not therapy?
Retail therapy.
Freedom of speech. It means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
Corey has gone off in the corner, which is great to see.
Yeah, man,
see.
That's a banging beat.
I was going off a bit, Laura. Not as much
sorry,
as Corey.
You were, but... Corey was like in my peripheral, yeah. And you were kind of off to the side. sorry.
Doesn't mean the same.
It's okay, Ben. It's okay. It's
you're okay. Important, Ben. I appreciate
all right,
you.
All right.
We all appreciate you, Ben.
So our question for today: do you support the inclusion of climate crisis education in the New Zealand school curriculum? We got a very disproportionate vote. 11 minutes left on the vote. If you want to. Get in that last single vote, maybe bump it up to 100 votes, I don't know. We've got 87.5% saying yes, they support the change, and then 12.5% saying no, they don't. And I just got a text in approve of climate change education. Now, everyone in the studio here has looked at the resources for the curriculum. Very proud of us. What do we think of it?
I mean, I looked at it. I don't know if much went in. Well, I don't want to be doing homework, Laura. I mean, it seemed all right. I don't know. It's just, I mean, I'm not an education expert, pedagogicalist, whatever. My biggest worry about it is just that it becomes something for kids to, like, rebel against. This, the climate crisis education. Mm. Sort of, these teachers telling us that the world's dying. Fuck them. I'm going to, like, kick back against it.
You're so far away from your mic.
Sorry about that. Well, I think it's dirty.
Okay.
Stuff in it.
What do you think about this well-being module inside that curriculum, which is really focused, like it's an entirely separate document, really focused on targeting anxiety and eco-anxiety for young people?
I mean, I think people should have anxiety about it and... You know, it's a tricky one to balance, but you don't want it to come across like, oh, it's all right, don't worry too much about it, because it's a crisis, and in times of crisis, you're probably going to have certain levels of anxiety, and I think it's better to learn how to maybe just, like, deal with that, as opposed to trying to just avoid it and pretend like, oh, you can just switch that off in your brain or whatever. Mm. Like I said, I haven't really read the materials.
Well, like Ben, I had a 5-minute skim read of the resources. And I mean, I got to say, you know, there are some parts of it which I really like. You know, the fact that we're teaching kids about the real differences between weather and climate and, you know, what climate change, the whole sort of scientific concepts are all about. It's better for them to understand what that really is. Meanwhile, on the emotional side, I mean, like... Oh, I feel sorry for these kids who think that the world is just going to end right in front of their eyes. And, you know, I think because of that, there should probably be that, you know, portion of the resource.
I really encourage everyone to look at the resource online. It's available to everyone because it does kind of frame it less in terms of like the world is entirely going to crumble and die.
Mm.
Of course, there would be shifts in a world really undergoing a major climate crisis, but I think it puts it more in perspective, which is nice.
Yeah.